Registered dietitian Ronice Weaver recognized the problem 20 years ago. The people who live in the neighborhood surrounding Orlando's Citrus Bowl have poor diets. So Weaver teamed up with two other registered dietitians to form Hebney Nutrition Consultants to educate people on how to prevent diet-related diseases. But one problem remained. Hebney sits in a food desert. Weaver says that leaves two options. Try to find local stores that will expand their fresh produce offerings, or go with what she calls the ice cream truck model, a mobile farmer's market. She says the mobile market is a better solution.
We can expand our reach and be anywhere on any given day and reach different populations with different culturally relevant foods.
Lynx is donating a bus, and Florida Hospital is providing grant money to refurbish it. But Hebney still needs to raise $150,000 to support the cost of running the mobile farmers market. The concept has worked in other cities like Chicago, and Weaver says she's confident it will work here, in part because the people living in Central Florida's food deserts are culturally diverse.
And when you look at people from different cultures, especially in the southern region or in the Caribbean markets and Hispanic markets, they are very accustomed to having fruits and vegetables on their plate.
Hebney expects to receive the Lynx bus within the next month, and if it's successful in raising the money needed for operating costs, the mobile farmers market should be on the road by January. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.